Blog Talk Radio.
Insecurity. Your only saving grace is how shallow you are. And I'm not saying that you're shallow for wanting to be with somebody who looks good. No. But you know that all things have a limit. And you know when you were on some BS, some crazy bullshit. And, you know, if you want to stay in a relationship with somebody that you can't even get along with and actually actively try to have children with them, not so it'll save your relationship, but so you'll have something to salvage that you can be proud of out of the relationship after it ends. You know you are in a bad position, my friend. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about, yeah, it's gonna get a little hot. Maybe we are gonna blow up spot up. Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. I'm glad you came through, and you know how we do. And Tammy G, I see with my IYEs. Yo, thanks for coming through. Please enjoy yourself right here. T. Carrie Wright, you know how these peoples go right there. And Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, it's about that time. Yo, you know that I'ma keep ya. And Stitches, we ain't niggas a bit. Yo, all right, let's go. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a business show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And I'm glad to be here right here with you. And we are right here in this Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Yeah. I originally started to name the show Pretty Baby Factor. But I was like, you know, I think I need to be a little bit more descriptive. I think I need to be a little bit more direct. I think I need to tell the people exactly what we talk about tonight. And what we talk about tonight is when you are in a toxic relationship, you are in a relationship with somebody that you know damn well that you don't get along with, someone that you have tried to kick it with because you are extremely physically attracted to them. Like, God damn, you. Damn, she's so... She is fine. Above average good looks. She ain't the regular chick on the street. This one here is the premium meat. USDA. I'm talking about class A. Yo, when she walked by, the niggas like, yay. Yeah. It's your pride and joy. It's really like your trophy. But the thing is, y'all don't get along. She ain't good for you. You ain't good for you. You ain't good for her. Like, this whole thing is a straight mess. And this can happen at certain periods in your life. There can be times in your life where you're dating somebody, not for yourself, but you're dating for other people. And some people stay in that mode way longer than what is healthy. I'm not sure if there's a time when it's ever really healthy, but some people carry it into their lives farther and farther and farther. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with insisting that you be physically attracted to somebody that you're dealing with. I think that should be a requirement. Why would you want to be with somebody that you know that you don't like their looks? It's going to be a challenge to really, really treat them right. You know, people say all the time, like, no, looks don't matter. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know why looks matter? Because your own looks matter. You don't come out here looking like some kind of tack head. You don't come out here just looking like somebody who smokes pounds of weed and shit and just don't give a shit about nothing going on in life. Shout out to all my weed smokers. I'm not saying that all of y'all ugly or all of y'all look unkempt, but you have to admit that if we went into the unkempt category, yeah, I'm saying. Those who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm just keeping it a buck. Just keeping it a buck. Anyway, I don't think that there's anything wrong with being physically attracted to somebody that you're dealing with. Your love should be able to be reinforced by your eyesight, your heartstrings, all that old good shit. Yeah, but you should insist that you be with somebody who reinforces the good feelings that you have. You should be with somebody that makes you feel good about yourself. And that also, you know what I mean, is pleasing to the eye. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all, like, well, you know, if you won't get with somebody that's not your type, your physical type, then you're shallow. Nah. If you're going to be shallow, you should be that type of shallow. You can find somebody out here who looks like you want them to look and acts the way you need them to act toward you. But we're going to talk about when that doesn't happen and your only saving grace, your salvage, your salvation, the only thing you have left is the fact that you got these beautiful babies. You got these beautiful babies. Yo, a pretty baby is what you got. You got 1, 2, 3, and it's hot. Yo, baby, what you need, you got that right there. Indeed, pretty babies is what you had. You can't. So we're going to get into it. Men and women have done this. Actively, there have been plenty of women who have tried to get pregnant by a man because she liked the way he looked. Like, look, yeah, I have his babies. Oh, they won't be like him, though. They'll be more like me. When you're young and dumb, you kind of think that way. You haven't seen your future yet. It hasn't come to bite you in the ass yet, but your present is biting you in your ass because you allow your eyesight to direct you towards where the rest of your body is going to go and your heart is going to go. Even if you suffer from having low self-esteem and are probably doing nothing to get away from it. So you wanted this nigga. You stopped taking the pill to get knocked up by this nigga. You know the likelihood that it wasn't going to work out between you and him was high. So you said, fuck this. I'm going to get me some bread. If nothing else, I'm going to have some beautiful kids. And it may have turned out that way. Good for you. Now what you got? You have beautiful children by a beautiful bum-ass nigga. Oh, my nigga, you ain't getting out of this. My nigga, you ain't getting out of this. You know many a dude has slipped off a condom or made sure that he dumped a half gallon of nut up in a chick. Like, fuck that. If I get her pregnant, she'll probably start acting right. You know what I mean? You know, baby mom got to act right towards a baby dad the more she got. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if y'all didn't know, yeah, brothers, you know, when babies with good hair, too. Ladies, it's not just you. Yeah. Brothers might not verbalize it, even though I've heard them verbalize it. But, yeah, they want pretty hair babies, too. Yeah. The pretty baby factor. The pretty baby factor is real in our community. But I think that is also playing a small part in destroying our community because it's one of those things that keeps us ignorant. As if we needed one more thing, baby. No. So we gon' get into it. We gon' get into it. Black insecurity is on blast tonight, y'all. I want to thank y'all for coming through. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming on through. You know how we do, and I'm glad to see my man Ansel Jones, too. My brother Ansel Jones. What's going on, my brother? So, yeah, tonight we're talking about at least I'll have pretty babies. When rainbow is enough, y'all pretty kids, baby. All of y'all, if you got pretty children, you know what I mean, put your hand in the air. Put an L in the sky, even though I'm not sure why. If you got pretty kids, put an L in the sky. Yeah, put your L's in the air. The L is for pretty. The L is for pretty. Put an L in the sky. Pretty brown eyes. What's up, ma? It's good to see me some you. If you have pretty children, pretty babies, pretty little girls, handsome young men, whether they newborns, toddlers, you know what I'm saying, infants, you know, pre-adolescents, teenagers. Yeah, it's a sense of pride. Everybody wants to have good-looking children. And you know, some of your children, some children may go through that little funny looking stage or not so cute stage. You know what I mean? Some parents, you know, be kind of worried about that shit. Like, yo, I was supposed to have pretty babies. They ugly enough. Don't worry. They going to come up out of that shit. It's going to be all right. You see your old pictures. You know some of those old pictures that you had from the 70s and the 60s. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't always a super good look. Them Polaroids was doing us dirty. You know they was. So, And it ain't even that you wasn't good looking at the time for that short period. Your clothes just look funny. I'm telling you, it's not your fault. It was the Polaroids and the photo mat. Them pictures back in the day just didn't have the resolution to give you the credit that it deserved. But it did hide your pimples. If you had pimples in a Polaroid, Joe, you had a serious crater face. Now tell me I'm lying. It's Throwback Thursday. Y'all don't tell me I'm lying. If you had pimples on a Polaroid photo, if I can see your pimples on a Polaroid, yo, you was busted. You was busted. You was a clear cell, Oxy 5, Oxy 10. Joe, you need to drink gallons of water. It's all right. Brown Eyes threw an L in the sky. She put an L's up. She put an L's up. So Joe says, L is for likable. I like it. I take it. So yeah. So we talking about, at least I'll have pretty babies. You having a hard time with your man? Hard time. Like, you can't get this nigga to act right. He put his hands on you. Got a bad temper, get high all the time, cheat all the time. He don't give a fuck. He mad disrespectful. Yeah, you guys, but you made sure you had two kids by this motherfucker. The first kid, that wasn't a red flag enough. Not the first kid, but the second one. So yeah, I mean, you said at least I'll have pretty babies. You didn't say a pretty baby. And you may have continued this with relationships going down the line. Until you finally figure it out in your life, you're gonna follow certain patterns. You're gonna follow certain patterns. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel me? So make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It don't cost you nothing to subscribe. It don't cost you nothing to hit the like button. Nothing. You know what I mean? And it definitely don't cost you nothing to share the show. So like, share, subscribe, please. Like, share, subscribe, please. I do it for you. Please do it for me. Everything will be all right. Right now, you see. All right. Good looking out, y'all. Good looking out. All right. And if you want to call into the show, because I know all of y'all have a pretty baby story. All of y'all got a sister, a cousin, a brother, maybe even a mom that insisted that them children be right. And I know goddamn well, probably all of y'all had a grandmother that was about that life. She might not have been about that life for herself, but she might have told you, don't bring no ugly babies home. Like, look, if we gonna be advocating for these bum ass niggas you fucking with, he might as well be a king. He better be a king, baby. He better be a king. A king. So, you know, grandmas and grandmothers on there, they be on their shit. My man Jeff Hawk. Jeffrey Hawkins is all up in the house. How you feeling, my brother, my mellow, my man? Come through right here, about to take a stand. Thanks for coming through. You my man, 100 grand and things coming through. Yeah, so at least I'll have pretty babies. I've heard it verbalized. You know what I've heard verbalized? At least they'll have pretty babies. At least they'll have pretty babies. And you know when I heard that? You know when I heard that a lot? When people try to justify interracial relationships. People, oh my God. That's the first thing motherfuckers say. When they know, like, listen, black, white, they together. There ain't nothing you could do about it. But at least they'll have pretty babies. I've heard that shit double digit times. Easy. I bet you they gonna have some pretty babies though. That's what we doing? Yeah, that's what we doing. And that's what we've been doing. That's what we've been doing. That's that shit right there. At least they'll have pretty babies. Like, yeah, I might not approve of my son chasing behind them snow bunnies all the time, but, you know, at least they'll have pretty babies. And I'm like, how do you know? Not all mixed kids is pretty, but when you think that everything light is right, well, I reckon you's on point. You're on point, I reckon. It's true. It's true. It's true. So that's how it's going down on the Daily Go Get a Minute Show, y'all. So let's rock. So let's rock. I see Emily Dunlap in the house. She done came through. Yeah, she done came out. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on through. And you know that's how we do. All right. At least they'll have pretty babies. At least I'll have pretty babies. No ifs, ands, or maybes. They're my pride and joy. Pride and joy. This is all you have left. Self-esteem was low in the beginning. Self-esteem was even sub-zero by the time they got finished raking your ass over the emotional coals. But at least you got pretty babies. It's really hard to admit your role in a toxic relationship, even when you're the victim. Even though you were the victim in a toxic relationship, it does not mean you didn't play a role in your victimization. And that's a hard lesson to learn, and it's a hard thing to come to grips with. It's hard. That's hard. And that's not to say that anybody should have the green light to whoop your ass. Not saying that. What I am saying, the role that you may have played was that you knew that this person wasn't good for you. You knew that it wasn't a good fit. You knew. And you pushed forward anyway. You went forward with this. Let's go forward with our love. Let's go forward with our love. Let's go forward with our love. Now, see, it's one thing for you to be in a one-sided relationship, a one-sided emotional relationship. It's one thing for you to only, you know, to feel like you're the only one that's giving in a relationship, that you're the only one that really wants to keep this thing together. You're the only one that's showing any love or any effort. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing when you have pre-decided that no matter what, you're going to get what you came to get out of this relationship. Now, being determined in other ways is probably a good thing. Like if you're determined to succeed in life financially, spiritually, you know, and in your career or something like that, that's a good thing. As long as you don't, you know, take it to the extreme and start hurting people. But when I say that you push the envelope too far to make sure that you are with somebody that has shown that they don't even really want to be with you, you treating them like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they treating you like something to do. But no, I'm sorry, they treating you like nothing to do. I don't have nothing else to do, so I'll do it with you. And you see it. You may have even spoken on it. But you still continue to push as far as possible with this. And even plotted in your secretive mind. Well, I'll get pregnant or I'll get her pregnant. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, we totally don't get along. Deep down inside, I don't like her, but I love the way she looks. Deep down inside, I don't like him. He's a total asshole, but the nigga good looking and he can fuck. So, he's piping right. Oh, no. He's piping hot. He's piping hot? He's on fire? Yeah, something like that. He's piping hot, you know. He's giving up the salami. The good salami. Where did white people come up with that? How did that symbolize fucking? Show me somewhere where dick is like, he got the salami. Salami, he's piping hot. He got the salami. He's piping hot. He got the salami. He's piping hot. He got the bologna. Yo, like it or not, he got the salami. Piping hot. Got the salami. Yeah, piping hot. He got the bologna. Whether you like it or not, he got the salami and it's piping hot. So, yeah. So, he piping you all crazy. And he's a good-looking man. You know, you show everybody pictures of your man. Like, look, this is my boo. This here, my boo. You see that? Here go, my boo. My boo, my boo, my boo. Here go, my boo. This is my boo. You claim the fame. And when something or somebody like that is your claim to fame and you push the envelope, like, well, fuck it. Like, people will understand how come I was with the man. People understand how come I was with the chick. Yeah. And I got these beautiful children. Look, I got a reason to keep going back for 18 years at least. For women, it can get really bad because you might have children with a good-looking man who you know is not going to take care of your children. So once again, your pretty babies are your saving grace. That's your consolation prize. Yeah, you went over 100 on the wheel on a Price is Right. So your ass went home. But you got some soap, some lotion, and some chewing gum. It might be me, but I think that's a tall price to pay for some Chiclets. Now, Chiclets is pretty good gum. But to fly all the way out to California to be on the Price is Right, and you went over 105. Why, if you got a 95, why would you spin again? All right, you got a 35 first. Who knew you was going to roll another 70? Who knew? Who knew? You certainly didn't know. Where my chicklets at? Where my chicklets? Give me my lotion. I mean my puff. Give me my puff. Give me my puff. Give me my puff. Give me. Look, man. I like a good looking woman as much as the next man, but I'll be goddamn if I try to knock up a chick that I don't even like. I know I've had friends. I grew up with people who did just that. Like, man, fuck that. We're going to make the best out of this here situation. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? And yo, it's Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman and the day with fame. It's Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman and the day with fame. What's going on, Dana Jane? Thanks for coming on through. So, tonight on Daily Go Get It Ism Show, it's Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we're talking about when rainbow is enough, at least I'll have pretty babies. When rainbow is enough. Colored girls after beautiful, handsome, colored men. Talking about when those relationships, when you are in a toxic relationship with a real looker. How many of y'all can, I wish I had a witness. Can I get a witness? Fran Golson, you are my friend. What's going on, Fran? How you feeling, man? It's good to see me. It's good to see me, some you. Yeah, I know it's true. You know, friend, when you be coming in here, you got to get like a different, you got to get like a different icon. That little F. I'm like, yo, you be sneaking in here with that little F. I be like, Fran. Jeff Hogan says, you mean your boo and everyone and everybody else's boo? Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it probably would be better if they spread some of that love or shit or some of that hate around. Why should he only be kicking my ass? That's what a lot of women say. Look, let him kick his side joint ass. Stop coming around here kicking my ass all the time. You got kids and they witnessing this shit. Oh, by the way, they're cute kids, very cute kids. I've seen people, you know, you see people on Facebook with strange monikers, people with people name themselves anything on Facebook, you know. But I remember this girl that I knew. She named herself. Something like Yaya with four cute kids. Some shit like that. I was like, what? Four cute kids. And I'm like, now, innocently, I'm thinking, there's nothing wrong with paying homage to your beautiful children. Nothing at all. But because I knew her, I knew what that was about. I knew what all that was about. I was like, okay. I fully understand that advertising. Cherry says, I tell my sons, if they can't use a comb, don't bring them home. If they can't use your comb, don't bring them home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if your sons had good hair? Happens. Like, yeah, mom, she can use my comb. No, not that comb. I meant to say, if she can't use your brush, don't be in a rush. Being in a toxic relationship with somebody with above average good looks, you be mad as shit going to bed every night, pissed off because you all in with a bullshitter. I know somebody out there, hear me. You mad as shit going to bed every night, like, you know you done fucked up, like, I'm in love with a straight asshole, a dickhead. This bum ass chick, pretty as shit, but inside she's a straight bum. On the outside, she's Saks Fifth Avenue. On the inside, Family Dollar. Yeah, Family Dollar with a line out the door and one register open. Yeah. She's Saks Fifth Avenue outside. She's a Family Dollar on the inside, but I made sure I got inside. And I bust half a gallon of nut with pride. And made sure that I did it 2 times, 2 kids, and I was working on 3. I need to be working on me. But, what you got? You ain't got a girl that's as hot as mine. No, not today. Ain't no way. I made sure that I gave her a hell of a play. And you know it can be really bad when it's two good-looking people. It's a 2-on-2. So your justification is that, well, I look good, so I got to be with somebody else that look just as good or better. And we'll have the beautifulest kids in the world. Let me give y'all a little news flash. I've seen two really good-looking people have children that really wasn't all that. I was like, yo, that shit was a dud. You know what a dud is. You know when you got like a pack of firecrackers. You know, shout out to all my people who used to do fireworks back in the day, but not all night long and all that kind of shit. But anyway, so you know how back in the day you had a pack of firecrackers, and one of the firecrackers, you lit the fuse, and it didn't pop. No bang. And your ass was scared to go over there and keep messing with it because you thought like it might be like a delayed bang. Anyway, yeah. It's not guaranteed that just because you and somebody else are pleasing to each other's eyes, that doesn't mean that your child is going to look exactly that way. And that's a hard lesson to learn. It almost feels like a curse. But at the same time, you kind of curse yourself because you lowered your standard. I'm not saying that you should ever lower your standards as far as being with somebody that you consider to be good looking. But you should never lower your standards. You should never lower your standards as far as your treatment is concerned. Don't be with nobody or accept somebody dissing you, humiliating you, beating on you, making you feel small, insignificant, and whack, and unimportant. Just because you feel like they are the prize, the cat's meow. Just because when y'all walk down the street with each other, the heads be turning because of them. It might be turning because of you too, but your self-esteem is sub-zero. You below the basement. You in a bunker, baby. You are in the World War II bunker. Shout out to everybody who went to the old school schools. You know, those schools that was built back in the World War II days, so they had the bomb shelter in the school. So you had a basement and you had a sub-basement just in case the Russians came over here and got me and got busy with the bomb, with the H-bomb. With the H-bomb, baby, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Shout out to all the victims of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Instagram was over there acting a little funny. What you doing over there, Instagram? And speaking of Instagram, Sucre Jutoi, Sucre JTX on the Instagram side. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on by. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Oh, and if y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Carol Chamberlain says, I remember the air raid drills. Ain't that some shit? Carol, you remember the air raid drills, and y'all never had to actually experience the air raid. Now children have to have active shooter drills. Where to run if somebody got the gun on you, the AK or the AR, and they just start busting at you. What to do when little nerdy Scotty has had enough? Domestic terrorism. Rand Golson says, that's what I do. I sneak. Okay. All right. I remember you said that. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, I can witness that. My beautifully blessed ex, all that. My beautifully blessed ex is all that. But crazy as hell, really toxic, very, very easy on the eyes, but no. I feel you, Jeff. I do. And it's always that one, like. But Jeff, did you bust a half a gallon of nut up in her to make sure that she had a baby and that, you know, there will always be a connection? That's the question. That's the question and the answer. He also says, how about young girls that are attracted to old heads that have children that now look old? How about it? Carol says, son, ain't that the truth? Yeah. They got to have active shooter drills now. Where to run? If the... Where to run? Here comes the street theory. Here comes the street. I'm sorry, the street theater, the street theater conspiracy theorists. Oh, no, I'll be the same people at every mass shooting. Look, that person was at the last mass shooting. I'm like, motherfucker, what kind of weirdo are you where you're looking at who is supposedly at the last mass? What is y'all talking about, you QAnon crazy conspiracy? Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Robbie, and Ming, my big sis doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. How you feeling, Mom? How is me some you? How is you? How is ya? Good to see me some user. Right. Yep. Carol says, "As son, they have active shooter drills at jobs too. Yeah, they sure do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Active shooter. But yeah. Jeff says, dodge that bullet. Oh, then you wasn't all in like that. Yeah, being in love with a good-looking toxic person is one thing. Trying to have a baby with one is a whole different animal. But the thing is, you have plenty of people out here who do it, who justify it, and who have no problem with it. I tell you. At least mine is pretty. At least mine is fine. At least mine is one of a kind. At least mine shine. I got these pretty babies. Everybody respect my babies. Now, the good thing about this is that this normally doesn't happen on a one-night stand. Your babies did come out of love. They just didn't come out of love of yourself. You didn't love yourself. That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, they came out of love. They just didn't come out of, you know, any self-love. And I'm thinking maybe there should be some, you know, self-love. Call me crazy, baby. I think you ought to should love yourself more. I think that it would be to your benefit, not to your detriment, to love who you are meant to love first, and that's you. Some people think that loving yourself means bragging on yourself. It doesn't. It means not putting yourself in situations where you will be abused and hurt. That's what self-love is, and that's all it really is. And everybody should be blessed with it. Now, having children is a beautiful thing. I'm not denying that. Not even for a second. What I'm saying is having children at the expense of sacrificing your love of self because your physical attraction to somebody else is so strong that you put your own personal needs aside, your own personal emotional needs aside. And you may have actually paid for it. And I mean physically paid for it, like, you know, you was giving up money. Like, listen, if I'm going to pay for some ass, it's going to be this good stuff over here. If I'm going to pay for some ass, it's going to be this here premium. This chick is a combination of every beautiful singer and actor I've ever seen in my life. That's where it is. That's where you at with it. That's how it's going down. You know? So, it's a tough situation. It really is. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. It is. It's a tough situation that you may have found yourself in, or you may know somebody who has done this. And you may know somebody who's close to you who has involved themselves in this thing. And you, all you could really do is shake your head at it like, damn, man. But it could be anybody. If somebody catches you at the right time, in the wrong mind state, they caught you at the right time in the wrong mind state. Right time for them, wrong mind state for you. Pretty babies. And I always wonder, like, do white people, and I'm being honest about this because I'm not 100% sure if I know, do white people concern themselves with having good-looking children? Is that something that you've ever heard them verbalize? And I'm not saying that just because you don't verbalize it doesn't mean that you don't follow that blueprint. But because my experience with black people has been so much in that vein, I'm just wondering, have we spread the ball around a little bit? Have we culturally spread the ball around? Have you ever heard a white person talk about, you know, I was with her or I was with him because I wanted to make sure I had pretty babies? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard them say that? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Whoa, whoa. Dead Shepherd says, I work at a bank and we can't carry guns. Go figure. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that something? They say a bad relationship never kicked down my door and forced his way in. Okay, that's what's up. Robbie Mink says, there are a lot of jobs that work with the public and you can't carry guns. Yeah. Hennessy Knights. Okay. Dead Shepherd says, the insanely beautiful women I've seen with ugly men, the men usually have high wage earners. Well, maybe for the men, those beautiful women are the prize. So in relationship to this show, are those ugly men or not so good looking high wage earners, are they saying like, I got to get this chick pregnant. I got to have babies. I got to marry, you know, surrender half my assets and all of that kind of stuff to have these pretty babies. Huh? I wonder what's going on with with my Instagram. The gram acting funny. What's up with you, gram? What's up with the gram? What's going on with the gram? Yeah. At least I'll have pretty babies. I don't have nothing. I don't have my self-esteem. I don't have any self-worth. I don't value myself. I don't have any love for life. I'm borderline suicidal, but I got these pretty babies, and that's what I live for. I got these pretty babies by this pretty woman, pretty babies by this pretty man. She just raked me over the emotional coals. Oh, it's so hot. Ow, 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 ow. Literally burned your ass. But at least I'll have pretty babies. They got pretty hair. Oh, my babies will have light green eyes. They got green eyes, light eyes. Beeping at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see who you're beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. Yeah. At least I'll have pretty babies. At least they'll have pretty babies. You know, when somebody is saying that at least you'll have pretty babies, they're pretty much saying your relationship ain't shit. Of course, you know, when we in our feelings, we gonna say, well, you just need to mind your business because our relationship is what it is. At least we got what we got. We have each other. What you got? You don't have nothing. You need to just mind yours. But at least you got pretty babies. At least you got pretty babies. Pretty brown eyes. It's real shit, man. The black community is something else. And I love being black, but this is when being black ain't no fun. When we get into our self-hatred, when we allow each other to abuse each other on some bullshit, on the strength of insecurity. On the flip side, and this is not really the flip side, you may not be in love with somebody's looks. Just like Det Shepherd was talking about, what happens when you have babies by somebody that you don't consider to be all that good looking, but you have confidence in your own looks. So you're like, well, at least we'll have pretty babies on the strength of me. So I was chilling with the fat chick. She was 700 pounds. And I knew I shouldn't have came around, but it was 2 o'clock in the morning and I was down and she was down. Okay. All right. Maybe not 700 pounds. Maybe not 700 pounds. But she might have been somewhere around 400. Around 400. And that's a hell of a beanbag, baby. That's a hell of a beanbag. So, 400 pounds of love. Tons of fun, as my old teacher used to say. Hey, tons of fun. Like, back then, teachers could get away with that shit. Because they used to call just certain students, hey, tons of fun. Tons of fun. Come on over here. So we gonna be like, yeah, and nobody said nothing, even the accused. But yeah, that can happen too. When you had babies by somebody that you was creeping with and sleeping with, but wouldn't be seen with in public or in the daytime. And, yeah. So you had to rely on your own looks because there's a good chance this ain't going to work out too well. You know, these babies ain't coming out the way that you imagined them. This is not working out so hot. 319-527-6199. If y'all want to call into the show, give your 2 cents. If you want to speak on this matter, you don't have to let me. Look, I got the mic, but I don't have to hog it. 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and you can rock on and do the damn thing. Tonight we're talking about at least I'll have pretty babies. So we're talking about when you're in a toxic relationship with somebody who is beautiful, toxic relationship with somebody who is super handsome. You might be good looking too. But in your mind, you're trying to lock this one down because of the way they look and because of the heightened self-esteem that they can give you by you having these beautiful children that everybody will be doting off of. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to have all the girls when he grow up. He's going to be something. Oh, you're going to have to get your shotgun because of that little girl. Did you get your shotgun? You better. Yeah, Dad, you got to get your shotgun. Got to get your shotgun. Got to get your shotgun. I never thought about it before, but maybe people be saying that you got it. That men are going to have to get their shotgun because they already have assumed. Maybe they have assumed that the reason that they have to get their shotgun is because they know that some dude is going to come along and try to knock her up on the strength that she's beautiful. Shotgun. Carol Chamberlain says, son, you need a hug? Oh, that's so sweet. But, you know, it's not a good time to hug me. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm not giving out church hugs. You know, I'm still grieving and shit, so, you know what I mean? You know, grieving can make niggas horny, and that's not a good look. So, no. No hugs for the God. You know what I'm saying? No. You don't want to hug me right now. You know what I mean? It can make me ambitious. But theoretically, yes. She said, you look extremely tired. You okay? No, you know, I'm tired. Me, I'm not tired. See, that's what happens when you stop sniffing coke. You stop sniffing coke, and now people start seeing all the chinks in the armor. This was nobody ever said I looked tired when I was sniffing coke. Yo. I heard it's a carnival out of West Philly. Y'all want to go? T. Carrie Wright says, superficial thoughts and superficial dreams will have a person dismissing the toxicity. Yep. Oh, Jeff Hogan says, yeah, I remember that being a fad at one time. Okay. Yeah, that Shepherd says that makes sense. Money doesn't marry ugly. Well, how would you explain Whoopi Goldberg? I'm just saying. She had money. Everybody she married had money. I'm just saying. So Crazy Chatois says they grew up with low self-esteem. Well, you know, pretty people can be born with low self-esteem, too. Like, you got a messed up hairline. You got low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Your 45-year-old mother got little hairs on her chin and on her chest. She got little hairs coming out of her areola. She got low self-esteem. Yeah. You use the Jergens lotion because you can't afford the carry lotion. You got low self-esteem. Yeah. You eat the pink salmon out the can instead of the red salmon. You got low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got a stimulus check because you don't make enough to get shitted out of a stimulus check. You got a little self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. You're a ball of worthlessness. You got a little self-esteem. That's right. You eat the pink salmon out the can instead of the red salmon. You eat the mackerel? Oh, you got a little self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. You eat the mackerel. You can't even afford the salmon. You got a little self-esteem. What? Oh, you use the tilapia fish in the fishing grits? You got a little self-esteem. That ain't real fish. You got a little self-esteem. I eat tilapia grits. Ew. Those ain't even Quaker grits. What kind of grits is those? Cheap-ass Chinese grits. Got them cheap-ass Chinese grits from the Chinese buffet. You got a little self-esteem. Yeah, you take Tupperware, or should I say Rubbermaid, into the Chinese buffet. You be stealing. You got a little self-esteem. You let your AMC movie passes expire. You got a little self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. Yeah. You got a little self-esteem. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. I ain't even saying that. I'm just saying. Okay. This guy says, the old put a bag over your head. Yo, that's my dream. To actually have sex with a chick who I could put a bag over her head. I don't care how she looks. I just wanna know. I just wanna be with a chick who would submit to that. Like, listen, babe. I just need to put this bag over your head. Listen, it's just a fantasy of mine. I just want to put a bag over your head, hit it from the back. Yeah, like, oh my God. Yo, I want to see the chick. I want to see the chick that has copped out. I mean, let the nigga put a bag over her head. And did he cut the holes out perfectly, or do you got to put the bag over there with no holes? So you get, like, you damn near dying of asphyxia and shit. Like, when they said that you couldn't pass the paper bag test, you never knew that they was talking about this, did you? You got low self-esteem. You got the ghost uniform with all the holes in it. You got the ghost costume with all the holes in it like Charlie Brown. You got low self-esteem. Okay. Because you twice says I'm talking about the kids the teacher called tons of fun. Oh. He was a good teacher. Jeff Hawkins says some don't match beautifully blessed yet mentally unbalanced. Jay Ray says fake tuna fish oil. You got fake tuna fish oil. You got low self-esteem. Hold it. You don't eat omega-3 fatty acids. You got low self-esteem. You can't afford codfish liver oil. You got low self-esteem. That Shepherd says the bag helps me come. You know what? I can't believe I read that out loud. Okay. Nope. Not to the Wild Wild West. All right. Robbie Mink says, no matter what you do, you got to fuck the Listen, Robbie Rob, you know how hard it is to raise the level of somebody's self-esteem. So fuck it. Let's take the other route. Let's go towards tearing somebody down. It's a lot easier and faster, too. You know, buildings go down a lot faster than they go up. Top ramen with fish egg packet. You got a little self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. You know what, man? We got to get on a pot of here. Y'all got me tripping. I got me tripping about here, son. We need to do these birthday shout-outs and get on by here. Yeah, man. Got me out here wilding, son. Yeah, man. I'm looking bad out here. I'm looking bad out here. I'm looking bad out here. Let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. Oh, let me put the bag over your head. I hope my inbox start blowing up.
Yeah, oh, I'll put a bag over my head for you. You're so funny. Oh, I wouldn't normally do this. Oh my God, I might need a bigger bag. Big bag. I never realized my head was so big.
All right. Yo. Could it all be so simple then? But you'd rather make it hard. Oh, Emily, don't front on this song. You got to put the bag over your head. Oh, to put the bag over your head. Over your head, I need you to put the bag. Please put the bag all over your head. Over your head, please put the bag. Put the bag over your head for love. Put the bag over your head for love. Put the bag over your head for love. All right, man. I mean, I don't know why you gonna start hating. I don't know. Let's start hating, son. Fred goes and says, you tripping because you got low self-esteem. Nah, I don't have low self-esteem. You know what? I know what it is, friend. You put the plastic bag over your head and almost died and shit instead of the paper bag when you would have had ventilation. You got low self-esteem.
You got low self-esteem. Look at you with that plastic bag over your head.
You almost died over a ShopRite bag. This is my Pathmark went out of business. He tried to sue him. Yo, y'all bag dog almost killed me last night. It was a Saturday night and I was feeling kind of sporty. Went to the bar, caught me a 40. Got kind of high and kind of drunk, so I kicked the ass of the little punk. All right, man, listen, man. Johnson says, cracking that up. We love you, but I'll be damned if I put a bag over my head. You first. No. My fantasy, your bag. My fantasy. Mine. Y'all wasn't even thinking about putting a bag over nobody's head in real life until I came along. Y'all need to pay homage. All right, listen. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. J. July 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Hey, yo. Tina Payne, my girl Tina Payne, turned 41 years old today, and she has three accounts. You know, one of those people, I guess, either goes to Facebook jail too much or forgets her password, but it's all good. Love is love, baby. Happy birthday to you, Miss Payne. Miss Payne. And also to Marcus Stosier. To Marcus Stosier, turning 24 years old today. Happy birthday, youngin'. And also Samari Bealston, turning 27 years old today, and my girl Felicia Devereaux turning 46 years old today, and also Moya Stevenson, happy birthday to you, and Lisa Chambers turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Happy birthday. What's up now? And also Melissa Anthony turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, my girl Marquita Scott, go get up. Keita Scott, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the dance, the rock out. Rock on it, do the damn rock out. Rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yeah, wanting pretty babies, ain't nothing wrong with that. But going all out of your way to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you and treats you like they don't care about you or yours or anything associated with you just so you can have pretty babies. You even went and facilitated that shit and got knocked up or tried to knock them up. Niggas, you crazy? That ain't cool. That ain't dope. That ain't fly. Man, our people got to get ourselves together. We got to start loving each other. We got to do more self-love exercises. We got to do more self-love training. Because if we do this kind of thing, we're going to pass that same energy down to our offspring, and they're going to do the same thing. And these ain't the kind of cycles that we need to be making cycles, baby. So we got to break on out. 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 Got to break on out. We got to do better starting right now with no doubt. So help somebody love themselves today and stop them from giving somebody who doesn't love them a play. I mean, not loving somebody is one thing, but trying to get pregnant or trying to get somebody pregnant that doesn't love you, doesn't like you, can't get along with, can't make it happen with. Come on, man. Come on, man. People still gonna do it though, but at least they'll have pretty babies. You might don't have shit else in life going on for you, but at least you got pretty babies. It worked out. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button before y'all go. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And I appreciate me some you. I tell you so. That's work. I will be back tomorrow night. 7 o'clock. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to try to do the same. I promise to. All right. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. I get with you too.